Hi, this is Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man, where we talk about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS, we're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man.
Hey everybody, JD here. Hope you're looking good and feeling fine. Hopefully you had a great day with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances. Well, the verdict is in. If you haven't heard, you probably will hear next week that, yes, the Board of Realtors lost a major, major case, and these big real estate companies lost a huge case. This is last year, where it was presented that they were all in cahoosion with each other, in cahoots with each other, and they were all price-fixing commissions, and they were all basically giving the public the wrong information and saying, yeah, realistic commissions all fixed at 6%, which is not true. Ever since I was a kid, when I started 35 years ago, I was told you always tell your clients that real estate commissions are always negotiable, and I always said that. And matter of fact, I used to sit down with a lot of sellers, and they actually thought, oh, why are we negotiating? Isn't commission 6%? And I would have to say, no. Where'd you come up with that? And they said, oh, well, we've just heard that real estate commissions are 6%. And I said, well, you're hearing from the wrong people because real estate commissions are negotiable. But with that all done and said, what happened is a lot of the real estate agents just assumed, hey, we'll just go for it. If they think it's 6%, we'll just put 6%. And a lot of them got lazy and never really educated their sellers or buyers. And like I said, there was a huge lawsuit, and the Board of Realtors lost last year. They lost big time. As a matter of fact, the jury made a settlement of $1.5 billion in damages, and it shocked the real estate world. And they were all sitting around, and the Board of Realtors and all big huge companies in real estate in general said, hey, this is just going to bankrupt the entire industry. So after a while, they got together and they basically came up with a settlement. Still has to be approved in July from the courts, of $418 million. Now, me personally, I think the courts are just going to approve it. There's going to be a lot of changes in the real estate industry, and maybe not. And I'll explain how this all kind of comes together. But I think the sellers aren't going to make much money. I think the attorneys are going to walk away making millions and millions of dollars. Other than the realists, the attorneys that presented this, I think the Board of Realtors, the real estate companies, the sellers, the buyers are basically are going to be the last that benefit from this. And let me tell you, I really think that the attorneys who presented this might not have been informed. They were just ignorant, or they misled the jury, or they just lied. Look at how many millions and millions of dollars they're walking away with. And maybe the Board of Realtors and the real estate attorneys for the other big companies, maybe they really never really thought about this or really presented it correctly, because I've looked at this and I said, how in the world did they ever lose this lawsuit? They sued on behalf of the sellers, saying the sellers were forced into paying these high commissions. It was all fixed. All these big companies were all in cahoots with each other, and it was antitrust, and they were all fixing commissions, and it wasn't beneficial to seller, buyers, or the real estate public in general, and they lost. And I just think they were misled. They were lying. They were, I don't know, maybe they were just real stupid, because real estate commissions, and I'll repeat, are not paid by the seller. Now, you're probably sitting there going, what, JD? Wait a minute. I sold a home. I paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in commissions. No, you didn't. Don't fool yourself. If you think you did, you're just as naive and misled than the media, the lenders, the lawyers, the home buyers, the home sellers, the real estate agents. Everybody all must be misled. Now, I'm not saying I'm a genius here and I'm the only one that knows this. I just think nobody really sat back and looked at it as what it really was. So I'm going to explain to you, my great listeners, and I love you guys, all you people that listen to my podcast, really appreciate it. But you're probably going to be the most educated people after this, or you probably already listened to my podcast a few years, about how real estate commissions actually came to be and how buyers' agency all came to be and how this whole thing should have never, ever been presented to the courts. So, years ago, when I got in this business 35 years ago, I'm semi-retired now, everybody worked for the seller. Nobody worked for the buyer. There was no disclaimers. There was no disclosures. There was nothing. The buyer just got some real estate agent, friends, neighbors, relatives, the person who they met in an open house, an ad and so on, said, I want to buy a house. And the agent took him around, showed him homes, wrote up the contract, and life went on. But there was no disclosure. We had to say, look, buyer, we all represent the seller. Nothing like that. So we were all subcontractors of the seller. Now, let me explain how that meant was structured. The seller went to an agent, said, look, agent, I want you to list my home. The agent would charge him a commission. In this case, we're just going to say 6%. Remember, real estate commissions are negotiable. We're going to just say 6% to make this simple. So the agent would say, I'll list your home, I'll represent you, and my commission is 6%. So the seller said, okay, that's great. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get all these sub-agents out there. I'm going to subcontract these guys because, you know, seller, you want the best price and the best terms, and you want to sell your home as quick as you can. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to make your house accessible to all these agents working for the buyers. And the seller said, great, that's great. I want to get the most money I can, and I want to sell this quick so I can move on to my next house. So the agent went and they subcontracted all these agents. So all these agents working with these buyers, who weren't buyers' agents, they were all subcontractors, went out and told these buyers anything. Hey, this is a great place. Don't worry about that crack. These prices are great. You should buy this home. You don't need an inspection. This is great. Whatever they wanted to tell their buyers, because they all represented the seller. Well, buyer bought a home, closed, and was totally misled about everything in the transaction and said, you know what? I'm going to sue that seller. That seller out and out lied to me, and I don't like this, and I've been misled, and I was lied to. I'm going to sue the seller. So they went to court. Seller said, wait a minute. Wait a minute here, just for 1 minute. I don't even know who you are then you bought my home. I don't know who your agent was. I never talked to him. The listing agent that I hired never talked to him. So I have... Why are you suing me? I never misled you. I never said any... I didn't even hardly talk to you. I only saw you at closing and that was about it. Well, the courts saw the situation, looked both ways and went, wait a minute here. Wasn't that agent that worked for the buyer really working for the seller and was the sub-agent of the seller and not an agent of the buyer? And the courts all looked and went, you know what? You're right. That agent didn't represent the buyer. He represented the seller. Well, if he represented the seller, wasn't the seller that agent's boss? Wasn't that seller basically kind of like the listing agent? And they said, well, yeah. And they said, well, wait a minute. If that agent was the sub-agent of the seller, that seller was liable for what that agent said. And the court said, yeah. And the jury said, yeah. And the seller said, no! And the seller lost big time. And all of a sudden, the whole real estate industry stopped. I remember this. Probably about 3 to 4 weeks. And everybody said, now what do we do? I mean, we can't represent the seller unless we're a listing agent. And now what are we going to do? And so we were all sitting around going, oh, how are we going to make a living now? No, we can't represent the seller. And I don't know what we're going to do. So they got back together. Real estate community got together and said, wait a minute. There's another way we could do this. You know that what that way is? We're going to create a buyer's agent. They said, well, wait, that makes sense. You know, the listing agent represents the seller. Let's have a buyer agent representing the buyer. I said, okay. And they said, well, if the buyer now has their own agent and the listing and the seller has their agent, you know what that does? That eliminates the liability of the seller for the buyer's agent. Because now the seller's not going to be responsible for the agent representing the buyer. He's only responsible for the listing agent. So they said, well, that makes great. And then the buyer now has a great agent. The loyalty and fiduciary responsibility is that agent isn't for the seller, for the buyer. So now the buyer has a great agent, the seller has a great agent, and everybody is equal now, and everybody's going to get great service and loyalty and truth on both sides. And everybody said, yeah, that's great. Let's go for it. Seller's agent, buyer's agent. Well, then somebody said, well, wait a minute. You know, the buyers, a lot of these buyers, first time, second time buyers, man, they have such a tough time trying to get the down payment, closing costs, appraisal, inspection, and all their fees coming in. I don't think they're going to have enough money to pay their agents directly. And then what happens is they won't have, the buyer's agency is going to be worthless. It's not going to even be worth anything. So somebody said, yeah. If the buyers can't pay their own agents, then there won't be any agents. And then now what happens? They go directly to the seller's agent, and now nobody still represents them. So we kind of got together, the real estate community, said, look, the listing agent always basically played the agent or, you know, shared his commission with the agent representing the buyer. I mean, that worked with the buyer. Hey, even if they're representing the buyer, who cares? You know, as long as the seller is getting their price and the terms they want, great. We'll give them the commission. It'll relieve the seller liability, and the buyer will have their agent and get great service, and the seller will get a great service. He said, that's a great idea. So that's where we are now. Buyers had their agent, seller had their agents. The listing agent charged the seller commission, shared it with the buyer's agent, and everything was wonderful. Great, no problem at all. Well, all of a sudden, like I said, now we're at this court case. Court came in and said, wait a minute now. We're going to sue on behalf of the sellers because the sellers got a raw deal. The sellers got a raw deal because they were forced into paying commissions that they shouldn't have. They should have never paid 6%. This was an antitrust violation. All these people were in cahoots with each other. The Board of Realtors, the big, huge company, they were all trying to fix the commissions to 6%, and that wasn't true. The commissions should have been negotiable, and they never said that. So they presented it to the courts and to a jury, and the jury basically were misled like everybody over these whole years and thought, well, 6%, yeah, that's what we all heard. And they all, you know, we've listed and sold homes, and the realtors always charged the 6%. Not all realtors. I mean, there was realtors that always said they were negotiable. But you had these sloppy realtors who just kind of took advantage and just put 6%, never really told anybody it was negotiable. And they said, you know what? They're guilty. They misled everybody. They all said it was 6% and that wasn't all true. And the sellers had to raise their prices and overinflate the price of the home to pay these outrageous commissions. And they are found guilty. And they came up with a settlement of $1.5 billion last year, which shocked the real estate community. They said, oh, good grief. This is going to bankrupt everyone. There won't be any real estate companies. There won't be a board of realtors. It is shocked. And they thought and they thought and they thought. And they said, look, maybe we can settle for less. Maybe, except saying that we were all in cahoots with each other, maybe we can just say, you know, well, sorry, we misinformed the public. We should have educated the public a lot more. So, you know what? Why don't we settle for $418 million? So I guess they came to a conclusion that that's going to be the settlement. They still have to present it to the courts, but most likely it's going to be approved. Now, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, I don't think the sellers or the buyers are going to make any money at this. They might hit a few hundred dollars in a check. You know who's going to make the money? The attorneys that walk away with millions and millions of dollars off this thing. But let me tell you what I think. I can't believe this case ever even went to court. Now, we must have had attorneys that had no, absolutely no clue how real estate commissions were even developed, or what it was in the past with sub-agencies and why buyer's agency came to be, or they misinformed and lied to the jury to get these massive settlements so they could go to make millions and millions of dollars in this case, or the agents that or the attorneys represent the Board of Realtors, they can't be this naive. They couldn't have been this uninformed that all the commissions were out and out misled, misrepresented, lied. It was just, I can't believe that this incompetence was even around and they won this case. And let me tell you why. Attorneys, I can tell you, they will say anything to win the case. You know that. I know that. They know that. Mostly when there's hundreds of millions of dollars involved in winning this case. The Board of Realtors and the big other companies, I don't know why they didn't think. Maybe they did. I'm saying I wasn't in the courtroom. Maybe they presented it, but I can't believe the jury would even have not thought about this. But I can't see how this case was ever lost and why it is. Now, let me tell you why I think the attorneys misled everybody, lied, cheated, stealed, whatever they did, or they were just incompetent, or the jury was incompetent and they just took advantage of the lack of education on juries and so on. Because, folks, real estate commissions are never paid by the seller. They're never paid by the seller. Never, ever, 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 ever. Can I get it through your head? Never paid by the seller. Now, if you're selling a home, you're like, oh, JD, you're crazy. You're crazy, JD. They are paid by the seller. I paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in commissions. And I was damaged because my listing agent said it was 6% and I went with it and I paid those 6% and I could have saved all that money and put it in my pocket. And I know you're crazy because I did pay commissions because I sold many of homes. You didn't. That just shows you how ignorant and uneducated the public is. You did not pay any commissions when you sold your home. Okay? You didn't. Please don't sit there and think you did. Let me tell you what you did, and let me tell you why the attorneys didn't present this, because they wanted to win the case and they knew that if they didn't present this, they would have never went to court. Like I said, I wasn't in the courtroom, so I don't know how the world they ever presented this, but it says that the sellers won the case because they were forced into paying commissions and they were forced into paying those high commissions to all those real estate agents that made thousands and thousands of dollars doing nothing. Hey, get into real estate and see how long you last if there's nothing that you have to do. I was in real estate. Some of these realtors were working 80 hours a week. I mean, they worked so hard, and then deals would fall apart and they not make anything. And then all those bills had to be paid and they had no income and they had to do it all over again. And that's why real estate agents maybe last a couple of years before they quit, because it's a very, very difficult job. But you know, people see, oh yeah, these realtors are making tons of money. No, they're not. Maybe there's an old saying in the business, 80% of the realtors don't make that much money, and 10%, what is it? 10% make 80% of the money. I think that's the way it goes. But anyway, you know, the sellers said, yeah, we were damaged because we were paying all these commissions. And guess what, folks? I'm going to say it again. The sellers never paid any commissions. The attorneys were wrong. The attorneys were wrong. They presented this wrong. The media is wrong. Everybody's wrong. And only a lot of the people that will listen to this or understand it once I present it will say, you know what? JD is right. Why wasn't anybody saying this? And why were all the stories saying that the sellers were basically taken advantage of? They were not. Are you ready, folks, for the truth? And the truth will set you free. Here's what it went. If you sold a home, you went to your agent, and the agent said, here's your cost of selling a home. You're going to pay closing costs. You're going to pay realtor fees. You're going to pay title insurance. You might have maybe some concessions that you have to pay for this buyer because they might want a little closing cost paid. And what did you do as a seller? You said, let's add it into the price of the home. Oh, I'm paying $20,000 in commissions. Okay, we'll put that in the price of the home. And I'm paying this, we'll put that in the price of the home. So at the end, I want $400,000 for my home, or $500,000 in that of my home. But when everything is paid for, I want to walk away with $450,000. So the agent goes, okay, we'll ask $500,000 because we have to pay real estate commissions, we have to pay this, we have to pay that, blah, blah, blah. So you asked $500,000 for the price of your home. Right, now after everything was paid for, you want to walk away with, say, $450,000. I'm just making this easy. So you put those commissions in the price of the home. You did not pay for them. You did not pay for them. The seller did not pay for them. How did the real estate community get misled? How, not real estate community, how did the general public get misled that the sellers pay commission? They didn't. How did the jury was misled because it was presented that the sellers paid the commissions and they were taken advantage of, and they, the real estate agents and the board of realtors were all taking advantage of them. No. The sellers did not get any person taking advantage of them. They raised the price of the home. Now, here's the thing. The sellers say, oh, we were forced into paying the commissions and we could have walked away with more money. No, you just added it to the price home. You wanted to make $450,000. So if all your expenses were $50,000, you sold the house for $50,000. Then you paid all your expenses. You walked away with $450,000. You just added into the price at home. So now here comes Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, $500,000. You know what? We want to offer $500,000 for that home. Seller accepts it. Where does the buyers go? They go to a mortgage company. A mortgage company. And they go and they say, we want a mortgage for how much? I'm just making this simple. We want a mortgage for $500,000. I'm just making this really simple. I mean, they got a down payment and so on and so on. So the mortgage company looks at the house, gets an appraisal. The appraisal comes in at $500,000. They say the house is worth it. We'll give you a loan of $500,000. At closing, the mortgage company that approved the loan for the buyer sends $500,000 to the settlement company. The settlement company gets $500,000 from the mortgage company, goes and pays the cost, and within that cost, what was in that cost? It was the real estate commissions. So who paid for the commission? It was financed into the home. The mortgage company gave the buyer the money to pay for the seller's commission. It was financed in the home. What should have been is the mortgage companies maybe should have sued everybody and said, we're forced into paying these commissions for the seller and the buyer because we shouldn't be obligated in financing that home. We should just tell the seller and the buyer to pay their own commissions. And the buyer should have said, wait a minute, I'm forced into paying those commissions because I have to get a loan for $500,000, and in that $500,000, the seller's building those high commissions. And I don't want to do this. That's why this case should have never, ever went to court. Because, like I said, the seller never paid the commissions. The buyer really kind of paid the commissions in no sense, but it was financed into the loan. So if they would have presented the case like that, do you think the jury would have found the Board of Realtors and the national real estate community guilty on price fixing? No. No, they didn't. So I personally, and this is my opinion, not accusing anybody, that the attorneys misrepresented the case and the commissions just to win the case to make them millions and millions of dollars in settlement so they could walk away with millions of dollars. And they didn't care about the seller. They didn't care about the buyers. They just walked away with hundreds of millions of dollars. Basically kept all that information from the jury and the courts and the media and lost the case. Like I said, it was crazy. I mean, you know what? I don't say these attorneys were basically, you know, misleading anybody. Maybe they just thought they were doing great, and maybe just, you know how like when you present a case and all of a sudden that information doesn't really represent your client, so you really don't put it in, and they say, because they say, oh, sorry, you can't put in that evidence, we're thrown out of court. Who knows, maybe that evidence wasn't even put in, or maybe that what I just said wasn't even presented to the courts that way. So like I said, guys, I just think this whole thing should have never went as far as it went. Maybe, like I said, the attorneys on both sides maybe just didn't have a clue, or maybe it was never brought up that the commissions are financed in the price of the homes, and the sellers don't pay them, the buyers don't pay them. Well, the buyers kind of pay them because it's part of the loan, but basically the mortgage companies are the ones that are given the monies to pay for the buyer's commissions and the seller's commissions. So that's basically what it is. Now, the changes are, oh, no, the sellers are so damaged. We don't want to pay the buyer's agents anymore. The buyer's agent should be responsible in paying, getting their commissions from the buyers. You know what? Good luck trying to sell your home if you're so greedy that you're not even going to pay a buyer's agents when you did it for the past 50 years. Just put it in the price of the home and pay the buyer's agent. The buyer's going to finance it anyway. The mortgage company is going to finance the buyer for the price of the home that you agree on, like they've been doing forever. Don't be a schnook or schmuck or whatever you want to call yourself and say, I'm going to keep that extra money. I'm not going to pay the buyer's agent. Because you know what? If you don't pay the buyer's agent, your listing agent will have to do two jobs. They're going to get burned out. And then they're going to have to get a buyer that doesn't have anybody representing them. And if they don't have anybody representing them, then you got to say, what kind of buyers are there? Because if no realtor wants to represent them, mostly they probably don't have the money, they're not qualified, they don't have a job. And then the listing agent's going to be dealing with these bottom of the bill buyers and not good qualified buyers. And then the homes are never selling. That's where co-op agency came to be, because buyers agents who represent the buyers, they're not going to waste their time with buyers that can't buy. They're going to qualify them, get them with a lender, make sure they're good qualified buyers. So they know what, when they find them a home and they close, they're going to get paid. They're not just going to work with anybody they want to. And if the buyers say, oh, I can't afford buyer's agents, I don't have these thousands of dollars, and they go out to the listing agent, then what? Then we're back at the beginning. The listing agent represents the seller, and who knows what the listing agent's going to say to the buyer, and the buyer's going to think, oh, well, this listing agent's so friendly and nice, and he's really trying to help him. And then that listing agent says something that they're not supposed to, like the beginning of this, and then the buyer gets misled. They buy a home, sue the listing agent, sue the seller. The seller loses, and guess what? They say, geez, you know what? Maybe that seller should have just upped the price, paid the buyer's agent, and the buyer could have just went to the mortgage company, got a loan, gave the money to the seller, and the seller would have gave it to the buyer's agent, and it would have just been a great transaction, and nothing would change. And that's, I think, where we're going, is because all these people that say, oh, everybody was misled and real estate is going to change and there's going to be all these changes and, oh, the sellers are going to make more money and it's going to bring down prices. Hey, you know what? What was the first greedy thing that ever happened in humanity? Well, if you're religious, it was Adam and Eve who had everything. They just didn't have the apple, and they ate the apple because they wanted more. Do you think the seller is going to drop their prices because they don't have to pay a buyer's agency? They're going to not pay the buyer's agency because they're greedy enough to think they're going to get their full price and they can pocket all that money. And then when nothing's selling and nobody's showing their homes, they're going to start whining, oh, my listing agent's terrible. He's terrible. He should be selling our home, and he hasn't sold our home, and it's a terrible thing. And the listing agent's going to say, look, I'm trying my best. You're just not willing to pay a buyer's agents, so you're losing 80% of the market. And then, you know what? It'll all go back to where it was at the beginning, where buyers have their agents, the seller has their agents, and they co-op, and everybody's happy. And you know what? The winner is the attorneys that walk away with millions and millions of dollars and say, well, that's great, I'll move on to the next case. So guess what, folks? I hope you learned a lot. I hope you realized that somehow, some way, I think the attorneys misrepresented this all for big, big money. And that's just my opinion. So thank you very much, folks. I hope you learned something. Like I said, I wish you well. And the next time you sell a home, remember, you're not paying the commission. It's just financed into the price of the home. And buyers, if you're out there, hey, look, just pay a little extra on the home, or just put in an offer and have your agent ask for the seller to pay your agent's commission, and everything will just work out the same. And the only people that benefit, who get anything out of this, is the attorneys won this case and make the big money. But, you know, let's leave them out of it, and let's just go on, sell a home and buy a home like we've always did. And maybe it might be a little bit more paperwork for the agents, but you know what? Hey, When I first started this business and started selling real estate, there was only 2 pages on the real estate contract. There's 22 pages on it. And there was all these addendums. So guess what? A few more pages really isn't going to matter. So thank you very much, folks. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Hey, like I said, you know, please subscribe. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives about this. And I wish you well. And like I said, thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.
We hope you enjoyed the show, Real Estate for the Common Man. Please follow us or subscribe. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, and coworkers about us. We're on all your major podcast apps: Amazon, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. If you can't remember all that, just Google it, or have your friends Google Real Estate for the Common Man, and it will come up. Again, we thank you very much for your time, and hopefully, you enjoyed the show. Hey, if you live in Colorado Springs and want to buy or sell a home, you can look us up at Sold Real Estate Company. That's soldrealestatecompany.com. Again, thank you very much. Please subscribe and have a very good week, and we'll see you next time.